KP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The 2020 election is some 17 months from now, and while there are more than two dozen Democrats running for the party's presidential nomination, President Trump is focused on former Vice President Joe Biden. In a speech in Council Bluffs, Iowa, Trump says no one respects the former vice president.
Treat our country with no respect, and you see that with Biden. We would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him, even if the people that he's running against. They're saying, where is he? What happened?
Biden, after earlier calling Trump an existential threat, says the president is wrong-headed on a number of levels.
Time and time again, on issue after issue, Trump makes the wrong choices, and he's motivated by the wrong things. His denial of a climate crisis, his ignorance of the devastating long-term impacts of tariffs that were going to bankrupt the Farm Bill.
Comedian Jon Stewart scolds Congress for failing to ensure victims' compensation funds set up after the 9/11 attacks never runs out of money.
It's not meant as an attack on the grand institution of democracy. It's meant as a dumbfounded shrug of, I can't understand why this has been so hard.
Stewart was not happy as well with empty seats at a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson predicts the bill will pass with overwhelming support. A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy is on life support and in grave condition after being shot in the head while waiting in line for his order at a fast food restaurant on his day off. County Sheriff's Captain Kent Wagner says 30-year-old Rhett Nelson may be a suspect in a killing as well as other crimes.
The investigation is continuing, and homicide detectives are looking into reports that the suspect may have been involved in other crimes.
This is AP Radio News. A number of states go into court in an effort to block a cell phone merger. AP's Jennifer King with details.
California and New York are leading a group of 10 state attorneys general, filing to stop a multi-billion dollar merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. The state officials say the merger would hurt competition and drive up prices for cell phone service. The labor union Communications Workers of America says the merger will lead to thousands of job cuts because T-Mobile would be closing thousands of overlapping stores. The companies argue that the merger is important for them to upgrade to the more powerful 5G mobile network and compete with Verizon and AT&T. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai said he would support the deal, but the Justice Department has not yet made a decision. Jennifer King, Washington.
Kentucky State Police say a man was killed, a trooper injured in an exchange of gunfire at a house last night near where officers were serving a search warrant. The man who was killed was one of several people who came out of the house after police arrived. They say the man was armed with a gun and refused to obey when he told to drop the weapon. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.